one of the important issues for reintroducing captive-bred individuals is that they're predator-naive. And in fact, one of the biggest reason why the survival rate is so low of reintroduced animals is death by predators. So oftentimes these animals have to be trained prior to release in clever ways that teach them the ways of the wild. And so that could be training in foraging. In the middle here, you see somebody dressed up as a whooping crane trying to get whooping crane chicks that are captive bred, learning how to forage appropriately, eat the right foods. They have to learn to avoid predators, which can be tricky to teach. And also, in some cases, the image on right, they have to be taught how to migrate. And so this can be pretty challenging and costly. There are two ways of reintroducing animals. You can do a soft release or a hard release. And soft release is generally more successful than hard release. Hard release, you basically just take the animal born out in the wild, been trained a little bit, and just let it go and hope for the best. Soft release tries to slowly release the animal into the wilds. This could be via an enclosure that gives it its cage on the one hand with its food supply, and then also an area where it can walk out into the wild, but it can always return back to its cage. And then when it's ready, it will just not come back. Those soft release programs tend to be a lot more successful at easing the transition of the animal from captive to wild. To reduce threats, you know, as again, I will emphasize that one more time, that one must reduce the threats, the hunting, the habitat loss, in order for that reintroduced animal to survive. And part of that is preparing the human population, letting them know that this is a captive breeding program to save a threatened species, and hopefully getting cooperation from local people.